This podcast is brought to you by Podcast Nation.
Hello, everyone. It's another episode of Bachelorettes. You're listening to Behind the Rose Podcast. I'm your host, Blake Horseman, here with my buddy, Eric Bradley, as usual. And tonight, we have special guest, the beautiful, the queen of Bachelor Nation, Demi Burnett. Demi, thanks for joining us.
Oh, my gosh. Thank you. What an introduction. I love that.
Right, the intro. I know. It's good to see you. I miss you. I haven't seen you in forever, I feel like.
I know. I miss you, it's too. Like, COVID happened, and you live in, like, Denver, and I live in LA, and I haven't seen you. But I miss you. I want to hang out whenever we can.
I know. Hopefully soon. I was going to be out there. Eric, we're literally going to come out for Dancing with the Stars and spend like a week out there. But then COVID came and we were like, no, you know what? It's not worth it.
And we just went back into lockdown. So now LA is like super screwed, which makes it both. It's like bittersweet for holidays because it's like, oh, like I want to see my family, but also I don't. So like, sorry, I can't now.
Yeah, it definitely gives you an out right now.
It gives you an out, so exactly. True. But I mean, I did want to see them, but also it's like so much stress whenever you do live, you know, far away from your family and you have to travel to go see them. It's like kind of a bitch because it's like, okay, now I have to figure out, like, for me, like, who takes care of my cats? Like, what do I do while I'm gone? I have to bring, like, you know, my influencer products with me and stuff. So it just makes it like less stressful that I get to stay home.
No, it's so true. I know the day we were supposed to fly out there actually is when everything closed down, so I'm glad we didn't. But real quick, shout out to Caitlin Bristow on winning Dancing with the Stars. That was so fun to watch. That was incredible.
I wish
we were all there to like party with her and stuff. You know, we could all like party with her.
I know. And the fact that she's been in LA and I haven't been able to see her has killed me because she is my soul sister. Like, I went on to her. Were you there that night? I don't know.
I was there. I remember.
Me and her got along like two peas in a pod. And like, I would have loved to have been able to see her while she was in LA, but circumstances are unfortunate right now, but I'm still really proud of her. And I love that we've had two Bachelor Nation people win the past two seasons.
Back to back.
Gang, who's next? You, Blake? Are you going to go next?
No, we just talked about how much producers don't like me. We just talked about that.
ABC hates us.
Oh, do it a second, though. Yeah, exactly. But yeah, you and Caitlin do. It doesn't surprise me you guys get along. You guys' personalities are very similar. Very similar.
Oh, yeah.
So it doesn't surprise me at all.
I could be with her all day long. She's one of those people that I've met in my life where I'm like, oh, my gosh, like, you're amazing. I love being around you. You don't stress me out. You just encourage me to keep being myself. Like, it's just one of those like special bonds that you make with people. And so, yeah, I really adore her.
Amen. Yeah. So congrats, Caitlin. Before we get started on this episode, real quick, what do you think so far? Because you and Tayshia, you're close. You know Tayshia really well. Mm-hmm. Obviously, you've both been on the same season in Paradise, all that whole thing. What do you think of Tayshia so far as a Bachelorette?
So it's really funny because whenever me and Tayshia were on The Bachelor together, we got along, but not really the best. Like towards the end of the season, we got along more. Obviously, like I was a nuisance. Like, you know, I was like the crazy one and stuff. And so I could tell she was probably a little bit annoyed by me, which everyone was, which is valid because I was a bit much. But once we went to Paradise together, we actually bonded so much. I would have never believed it. But like every day, me and Tayshia, we had like our getting ready stations, like in the girls' getting ready room, our little makeup stations. We just had our stuff there. So every day, me and her got ready together. And we were always the last ones out. And I grew to love Tayshia so much. And I'm a huge fan of hers. And so whenever I found out she's a Bachelorette, I was like, oh my gosh, you've got to be kidding me. Like, this happened. And so I was behind for a bit, but I caught up now. I think she's doing an amazing job. I think she's being exactly who she is on how like picky she is about it and direct she is about it, especially previewed tonight. Like, we got to see some of that of her like being like, you know, shit or get off the pot. Like, I'm not here for any of this. Like, you know what I mean? We got to see some of that bold Tayshia that I know. And I really like that because it's really refreshing because I feel like a lot of the time The Bachelorette will just say things that, you know, are maybe like, well, Hannah kind of did that. Like, she kind of was the catalyst for all of it of being like, listen, here's what the deal is. But Tayshia like took it to another level. And I really, really liked seeing that from her because I know that's who she is because she does not play around.
No, agreed. And I knew that going in, like I knew she was going to be that kind of bachelor, a lot like you just said, a lot like Canopy in a way, but like I said, even more maybe of being like, I'm not fucking around. I'm not here to like, you know, chit chat and like all these small conversations. Like she's to the point, she's bold. She wants people to know what she's there for and stuff. So it's cool to see so far. And like you said, this episode showed that pretty well. So I'm excited to dive into it with you and see what you think, Demi. So first of all, the episode opens up, we're going in the group date. And basically, I love how like,
I was going to say, it's a spinoff of Listen to Your Heart.
Yeah. Yeah. Kind of. It's actually, it's kind of like a spinoff. Yeah. But they're not talented at all. But I love how Chris comes out.
They're
but I love how Chris comes
singers.
Out.
I feel so bad for them.
Chris comes out and just basically tells them the group date. Like there's no date card or anything at this point. He's just like, we're running out of time. He's like, you're all going to go on a date. He tells everybody what the date is and everything. And basically it's a competition date, which I actually really like. So basically they're supposed to write a song, sing it to Tayshia, and then whoever she picks gets the one-on-one, which I love the competition aspect of that date.
Did that bring you back to your season at all? Because didn't you do that?
Yeah, I had to freaking write a song in front of Neil Diamond and sing it in front of a live audience. It was horrifying.
You did?
Terrible.
I don't even remember.
Yeah, they didn't really show mine. It was so bad. They were like, it's not show this.
See, I would have loved to have done that, even if it was like terrible singing. It still would have been so fun to be able to like write a song and sing it. Even though it's terrible, it's just a moment to just, you know, we all sing in the shower. We all like to sing around the house when we're by ourselves. And it would be fun to like put myself out of my comfort zone like that. I would have been so scared, but it would have been so much fun for me just because I would have made like the funniest, cheesiest, most amazing song.
I might have to find, I have my song written down. I might have to find that. We're going to have to post it.
Oh, I need to hear it. Yeah. I'm going to go find it anyway. I will find a way to find it. I promise you that.
That would be a fun post. Maybe I'll find that. Yeah. So basically, I love how each guy is giving like an instrument too. There's like
an accordion. Like a guitar,
and that's what it is, an accordion. I was like, what was that? Blake was playing an accordion.
It honestly, it ruined the whole like microphone aspect because all you heard was the accordion. I was like, oh man, poor guy, chose the wrong instrument.
Even the drum that Zach had, I was like, man, he literally just like kept the same beat the whole time. I was like, what is happening?
I'm like, take it easy. But, just come up with good lyrics so then you don't have to have an instrument because the instrument is like another distraction.
Mm-hmm. Which is exactly what Ivan did. Ivan did a great job this day. He pulled up Tayshia to him, made it, you know, all like, I don't know, emotional and everything with her sitting there and soaking it in. And he had incredible lyrics that I think really was like, yeah, Winter, like she felt the lyrics, you know, and so he did good. I thought he did great, actually.
Me too. I think that he is so precious and we must protect him at all costs. Like there's something about Ivan, like I'm in love with him. I'm obsessed with him. He is so sweet and too good for this world.
Yes, he seems so genuine. And obviously he won this date. Yeah, Tayshia said he had the best. And what was the other guy's name who got – he played the guitar. He did a decent job.
Damar.
Yeah. But he took a shot at JPJ.
Oh, my God. I heard that shot at JPJ, and I died laughing. I was like, he didn't go there.
No, and it was so like,
more of a grown-ass man.
Yeah, being a man and not a JPJ or something like that.
JPJ. But he did a good job. I thought that was funny.
It was low-hanging fruit.
Yeah, it was low-hanging fruit. But I thought it was funny. But still, Ivan deserved the dub. So he gets the W, and they go on this date. And I am not exaggerating. To me, this is my favorite date I've seen in Bachelor Nation since I was in it, like since I started watching the show in my season. This date seems so real to me. It was like, hey, come over to my hotel room. Let's play lava. Let's have pillow fights. Like, let's just like dance around. Like, this seems so real to me. I loved it.
I loved it too. I loved that they did the floor is lava thing because that was a show that came out. It was during quarantine, I think. And it was a show on Netflix called The Floor is Lava. And it was super funny. So I was super invested in it. It was a bunch of people doing like obstacle courses over like a pit of lava. But the fact that they played that game, which is something that I think a lot of us can relate to as children. And we always played that game. And it kind of showed like a playfulness in their relationship of like, we're not going to take this too seriously. Like, we're going to do something fun that we know we did as kids. Like, I thought that was so cute.
That's a great way to put it. It showed both of their fun side because we haven't really seen a lot of Tayshia's fun side too much yet, so this was able to show that. I love that about
and
this
she's
date.
So fun. She's so much fun. Mm-hmm.
It was also great because the last time we saw that bedroom, it was used for a softcore porn shoot.
Yeah, that's so true. With Dale and Claire,
porn scene to a pillow fight.
Oh God, ew! I can't.
Yeah, remember that? I forgot about that.
Oh my gosh, that's so funny.
Yeah. So yeah, it was a great. Go ahead.
No, I was just gonna say, like, it was a great day. Like, they did all that fun stuff, and then they got into a deep conversation at the dinner portion of the date, and that was really important and something that I was really proud of ABC for airing and, yes, you know, encouraging them to talk about and whatnot, because it is such a big part of what's going on, and we haven't gotten a lot of that from ABC lately. So I like that they did address that, and they did it in a way that it showed the vulnerability of how, you know, two people, like two African-American people, have felt about what's going on in the world right now. And it felt really, I mean, I was like tearing up with Tayshia. I was like, oh my gosh, like this is so informative to me to hear about how she feels during this time, because like me and you, we cannot understand what it's like to be an African-American in America ever. Mm-hmm. And so to be able to see how emotional it makes them, and like how proud she was to hear people like chanting and protesting like Black Lives Matter and all that stuff, and like how much that meant to her and how emotional it made her. It, you know, because I was out there protesting too. So it was like, mm-hmm, okay, well, I'm glad I could be a part of that and, you know, encourage everybody to do as much as they can, because it really does impact people. Like, white people will never get it, but we do, mm-hmm, what we can to help. And I thought it was very interesting to see that from an ABC perspective, where it always has been different and it always just, yeah, has been white people promoted. You know, we had Rachel Lindsay, who has had to carry the torch of being like the first and only Black lead. And now, you know, we have Tayshia and then we have Matt, and like it shows that we're going in a positive direction, and it just made me emotional, like hearing the emotion behind Tayshia's words, mm-hmm, and hearing how much it meant to her and also how much it meant to Ivan. And I just thought it was a really beautiful thing and like a step in history for ABC, yeah, and The Bachelor and Bachelorette.
Hey, it's Kaylee Cuoco for Priceline. Ready to go to your happy place for a happy price? Well, why didn't you say so? Just download the Priceline app right now and save up to 60% on hotels. So whether it's Cousin Kevin's Kazoo Concert in Kansas City, go Kevin! Or Becky's Bachelorette Bash in Bermuda, you never have to miss a trip ever again. So download the Priceline app today. Your savings are waiting.
Go to your happy place for a happy price. Go to your happy price, Priceline.
No, I completely agree. It was really cool to see Tayshia almost like, I feel like she even surprised herself when she was talking about how emotional she got and how much it meant to her. Like, she was, like, I could tell all those emotions were so genuine, so real. Like, as she was talking about it, you could tell that she was like working through it as she was talking about it, and she was starting to break down and stuff. So you're right. Like, those little things, you know, that we don't know, that we don't notice, those little things, like, they mean the world, you know, to people like Tayshia and Ivan. And this show, like, listen, I have a hate, you know, love-hate relationship with this show, but there are moments, like, we can have fun, we can joke around, but there are moments occasionally where this show talks about serious issues. And honestly, so far, they've done a really good job. They have. I mean, we had last season, or on your season, we had Caitlin talking about her sexual assault, you know, and I thought they handled that really well. They have this, you know, the BLM talk. On my season, my school shooting, I thought that they handled that really well. So there are times where the show kind of puts aside the jokes and the, you know, the drama, and they actually get to serious issues and they talk about it. And I thought they did a really good job of doing that tonight. And it was really cool to see Ivan and Tayshia on screen, like, have that moment together. It was really cool. I really enjoyed this day a lot.
I really liked it too, because I hope that it shows like all the Karens of the world. Like, this is not just some like cry for attention. Like, this is like a cry for justice and a cry for equality. And like, that's all we want. And that's all they want. And like, that's all of the world wants right now. Like, you know, us youngsters, we are really carrying this movement on our backs, and we are very serious about it. And to show it in a way that maybe the Karens of the world could understand, you know, those middle-aged white women who are so mad about everything, show them like, no, like, you know, here's a way to look at it that maybe would touch your hearts as much as it like touches all of our hearts.
Yeah, exactly. And I hope maybe some people who watch the show, you know, we all know the demographic of the show. Hopefully they watch the show and that maybe that made an impact. Even if it impacted a couple people, it's all, you know, it's worth it. So hopefully it impacted. Yeah. So yeah, we loved the date with Ivan. I'm suddenly a huge Ivan fan. Huge Ivan fan.
I love him. He's so cute and quiet, but like I love it.
Yeah. And he got the rose. Tayshia gave him the rose, of course. So that was good to see. I'm rooting for Ivan now. Big Ivan guy. So basically the date ends like that. And we go to the next day. And Becca and Sydney join Tayshia on the resort in La Quinta. And they have, this is also a really fun date. They have truth or dare group date. Basically, they have a smoothie filled with, I mean, it was like, what was like pig intestine and like a
it was like some like casual things and then something terrible.
Yeah, it was like one thing really bad in there. So they have that, and then they had the
Chris Harrison autographing your ass.
Autographing their ass or somewhere dark. I'm pretty sure that's what the instructions said. And then the other one was the orgasm over the hotel speakers, which was amazing. Might have been my favorite part of this whole episode.
It was really funny. It was really, really funny. And it was so funny because the fact that they're in a resort, all the guys back there could hear them, and they were just like, what is going on? Like, they were all so mad about it, and I was just like, you know, who was it that did it? I was like, props to him. Hold on. Stop it.
There was, I mean, I'll tell you what, the reactions of the guys were fantastic. I loved how, like, they were confused at first and then grossed out, and then they were like, didn't know what to do. It was so great.
I know. I was like, I respected it.
They all went for it. Yes. Blake pretty funny when he was like, yeah, he was like putting his foot up on the thing and he was like dry humping and stuff. That was pretty funny.
I'm not a big Blake fan, not in like a negative way. I'm like, cringy. Yeah. A little cringe. But respect the fact that he went for it. I do respect that.
He went for it. And then Bennett.
Well, yeah, what was Bennett doing?
Bennett was like, he's doing the orgasm and he was like, don't worry about that, right? Or something like that. Don't worry about that in the middle of it. And I was like, what does that even? So I tagged him on my story and I said, at what point during sex would you say, don't worry about that? And he replied, he said, after, quote, oh, that hair will grow back. I was like, touche, man. Touche. And he said it was a solid 60 seconds of orgasm, man. Like, he ran out of things to say. I was like, I hate when that happens.
I love Bennett.
Yeah, Bennett's the man. That was funny. He did
it's really hard not to like him.
Yeah, right? It is. He seems pretty funny. Yeah, yeah.
His humor is just so dry.
I know. Yeah. I think he's funny. And I think it's so funny that he is like from Harvard and he couldn't even spell limousine. Like, I thought that was funny.
It's okay. Blake couldn't either.
Yeah, we tried it on my podcast. I fucked it up.
Oh,
I couldn't spell it either. Yeah, I was like talking shit. I was like, yeah, I'm a great speller. And I couldn't spell it.
Oh, see, I'm a great speller, but now I'm scared to say that. I might blow it too.
No, limousine is a sneaky word. Would you have drink one of those smoothies? I don't mind. I'll try everything once.
I'll try everything once too. And I have a, like, I mean, think about it. Like, think about how many shots we take here in LA, or you're not in LA, but like, think about how many shots we've taken in our lives, like partying and stuff. There's shots I don't want to take. There's things that I want to drink. I can power through.
Yeah.
I would have
honestly done it. Yeah. So some of those shots taste worse than probably that smoothie. So
yeah, exactly. Yeah. A little aftertaste of cow intestine might be better than an aftertaste of like whiskey.
Oh, and then I forgot they ate those peppers and had to propose to Tayshia too. I forgot about that part. That was pretty funny to see them like just literally sweating and crying.
And the puke bucket next to them, like so much shame.
Yeah, the puke fucking next. Oh, it was great. That was a great day. And Chris Harrison was fantastic. He was like, he's had some great cameos this season. He's really crushing the cameos so far this season.
We love Chris Harrison. Great. He's amazing.
He's been doing great. Yeah, he's hilarious. He's like actually acting, I feel like, this season, not just hosting. He's like, he's actually acting. It's pretty funny to see.
Me too. I feel that way too. Like with the last episode, whenever Homeboy came to his room and he was like, Ed came to his room and he was like, this is my room. And then the guy was like, yo, I couldn't find Tayshia's room. I'm like, you think the producers didn't guide you straight to Chris Harrison's room? Oh, you sweet, naive little bean. Like, you have no idea.
That's literally what I want to talk about next. It was so great. Editing on point. It was like, so they went to the cocktail hour and Ben goes to find Tayshia. And while like Ben's looking for Tayshia, Ed's walking around looking for Tayshia and finds fucking Chris Harrison in a sweatsuit. He's like, it's 2:30 in the morning, bro. He's like, what, do you sleep in a sweatsuit, Chris Harrison? person. Like, what?
I'm like, they set you up. And you don't see that. Yeah, and he's exactly. just like, oh, yeah, I spent all night with Chris Harrison. It was blah, blah, blah. Yeah. I'm like, no, they set you up, poor boy. Like, come on.
Part of me wishes they were fucking with Chris Harrison. They were like, Chris is sleeping at 2:30 in the morning. Like, let's go send Ed to him, you know? Like, I wish they were, like, pranking Chris, you know?
Chris Harrison would have called security. He would have said security.
Yeah. Tase him.
Get him out of my sight. It is not the time.
Yeah, so that was a really funny part of the episode, too. But earlier on in that day, she did have some pretty good moments with Zach. She had that little hot tub moment with Zach. Mm-hmm. And then I think Bennett they got a really up. Good connection. Bennett opened up. He had some good a moments. Bennett actually like, which was good to see because I feel like Bennett's been kind of a jokester this whole, you know, the whole season kind of been like the, I don't know, kind of like the Jordan like the class Campbell, clown. You know? Yeah, like yeah. the class clown. So it was cool to see that side of Bennett a little bit. So they both had some good time. Yeah. And Ben as well, because Ben, when he did sit down with Tayshia, when Ed went with Chris, he sat down with Tayshia and they had a good moment too, because I think Tayshia is into him and she was a little hurt that he didn't come get her on the last date, you know, there at the end. So that was cool to see Ben and Tayshia's connection as well.
So surprisingly enough, like, so whenever I first saw Ben, whenever it was Claire, I was not, because I think Ben was the first one out of the limos. I think he was.
Oh, okay.
But I'm not positive on that, but I'm pretty, my intuition tells me that's correct, but I'm not sure. But anyway, so I wasn't really into Ben at first. I didn't start getting into Ben until I saw him with Tayshia and I was like, holy fuck, this dude is hot. Like, this dude is really hot. And then now I'm like, damn, I hope she doesn't pick him so I can slide on into those DMs. Like, he is hot. And, like, something about him, like, he just has this, like, a presence. And, like, I understand now, like, why she's so attracted to him. Because I was, like, getting there. But I was like, I'm not really sure. And then after seeing him with Tayshia, I'm like, oh, my gosh. No, Ben is super hot. He is a front runner in my mind. I don't know where, you know, how she feels, obviously, at this point. But, yeah, I'm, like, all for Ben. Like, yes.
Yeah. He's a bodybuilder. It's like what he does for a living. The dude's huge. He's like 6'4" and he's a bodybuilder. So yeah, he's a good looking dude and Tayshia's clearly into him. That's one of the better connections I think for her for sure.
Oh yeah. I didn't know he's that tall.
Yeah, he seems like a nice guy. Yeah, he's a bodybuilder. Go look at his Instagram.
Yeah, I think he's a gym owner in Venice.
Yeah, his Instagram's a little different. Be aware.
Yeah.
He puts a lot of working out videos if you're into that. Which you might be into that actually.
You just turned me off. Thanks.
Iron sharpens iron.
I ruined it already. Damn it. Sorry, Ben. That's my bad.
No, it's okay. But no, he does seem really, really sweet. Seems like a good person. Mm-hmm. Seems like him and Tayshia are really hitting it off and stuff. So I'm excited to see where that goes.
No, agreed. So basically that's how that was later in the night. So basically they all of a sudden, like fast forward to the next rose ceremony. They're like at the rose ceremony the next day. And this is where, so I've been going back and forth because a lot of people up to this point don't like Noah. And I don't see yet what he's done wrong up to this point. I don't see what he's done wrong. I'm like, I don't know why the guys don't like him because he like jumped in the ring and wanted to like wrestle. Like, and then he got the rose. So like up to this point, wasn't sure. But then Noah goes and runs to Tayshia and basically, I mean, throws the other guys under the bus. He basically is like, you know, these guys don't think you're here. Tayshia, you're here. For the right reasons. They don't think you're here for the right reasons. And so she obviously gets angry. How would you have handled that, Demi? Like if Noah had come up to you, you were the bachelorette and they were like, he was like, you know, the guys just, they think that you gave me this, you know, this rose out of like sympathy or like to have fun and you don't really care about this, you know, how would you have reacted?
I really liked how Tayshia did react to that because like, you know, I like how she like confronted the guys and she was just like, you know, you think I'm not here for the right reasons. And like, you know, I liked her approach to it because it was like, obviously she's here for the right reasons. Like she wouldn't have signed up for this. And, for somebody to insult her by accusing her of like not being there for that and like questioning her intentions, that would have bothered me a lot. If that were to happen to me, like, I probably would have done something that ABC wouldn't want me to do. So they probably would have guided me around it, but I probably just would have been like, listen, like stop being like bunch of fucking pussies. Like, let's just like make a bold move, do something fun with me. If I don't like it, you'll leave. If I like it, you'll stay. Like, you know, go for it. Do whatever you think is like fun and would, you know, accommodate to me and entertain me and be for me. And then I can determine whether or not I think that's a good idea or not. I don't need to hear other people's opinions of whether or not they thought somebody was being genuine. That's for me to decide. Like, I appreciate you maybe looking out for me, but at the same time, like, I don't need anybody looking out for me. I look out for myself, and that's like where I find my strength is, like, I can decide that for myself. So if you're wasting your time talking to me about somebody else, that's annoying to me because I can make those decisions on my own. I'm not an idiot.
Never works too. Like, it never works. When you go to the lead and you talk about other people in the house, it's a bad look. And it would turn me, I agree with you, it would turn me off enormously. Yeah. Like, I would,
it worked for me, but it worked for me because the girls that I was, that I, or I talked to him about, Courtney, and she was already a hot ass mess. By the way, Courtney, if you're listening to this, I'm sorry. And I wish we could make up one day, but I know you don't want to talk to me. But no, like, you know, and I told them, I told her, like, I'm not doing it. I'm not doing it. And they were like, please. I mean, like, she's going to talk to him about you if you don't do it first. Like, she's going to do it anyway. And you have the chance to do it first. And I was like, all right, I'm going in. So I got the upper hand. I didn't want to be the one defending myself.
Well played. Yeah, it was well played. Yeah, they didn't make it seem like you were defending yourself.
Yeah, no, it made it seem like I was bringing it up, but they were like, she's going to go talk to him about you. So I was like, I got to intervene.
Yeah, right. So Tayshia, I agree. I think Tayshia did it. I would have probably reacted the same way. Like, she ran to the guys and basically canceled the rest of the night. So more than half of the guys, I don't think, got any time with her. And me and Eric were talking. We're like, was that strategic on Noah's part, you know, or did he just get lucky? Or was he like, you know what, I'm going to go throw these guys under the bus and then the night is going to end.
I think he strategically did that to end the night.
What? Worked, I don't think that man has any strategy in his mind. I think that, listen, if he had any strategy, he wouldn't have had that mustache coming in. Like, he just did whatever the producers told him to do, and then he got to like get out of it, and then it worked out my favor now, didn't it? It was like a surprise for him. I don't think he had any idea what he was doing, because if, like I said, if he did, he wouldn't have came into the Bachelorette with that mustache.
Because when the guys when the guys kind of addressed him, he was pretty snarky and like smiling, like he was proud of his move.
The guys were pissed, and he just like wasn't sorry at all. Like, he wasn't sorry at all. You know, the way he handled that, I wasn't so sure about, wasn't thrilled about. But the guys were pissed, and I don't blame him. Some of those guys didn't get any time with Tayshia that night, and they were still worried about their rose, you know?
Well, you know, there's like a factor, like, you have to think of like human personalities, and like, there's some personalities where you do something that, you know, some people will do something that they know might not be the best move, but then they just choose to own it and over-own it. And so, like, no remorse for what he did, because he probably might be one of those personalities that chooses to just, like, own what he did and not be remorseful about it and whatnot. But, I mean, it did work out for him. And I would be pissed, too, if I was one of the other people who didn't get time, because then you're in danger. And it's like, oh, my gosh, I just started this adventure, this journey, and now it's blown by some dude. So that would make me not like that dude either.
I don't blame the guys for being angry. And basically, they go to the rose ceremony. They skip the rest of the cocktail, go to the rose ceremony. And of course, the last rose is on the table, and it's Ed is up there. And of course, he's standing right next to Noah, and he gets the final rose. Ed gets the final rose, and Joe goes home, which I'm super bummed about. I really loved Joe. I wanted to get to know him a little bit more.
Me too. I like Joe a lot.
No. Yeah, he got some great screen time on the last episode, and everybody was like super excited about him, and he got zero screen time tonight, and then he goes home. So that was upsetting. Chasen goes home too, which I was a little surprised about. I thought he'd make it a few more weeks.
Me too. I thought so too, because he was such good drama. I was like, surely he'll be around for a bit.
Yeah, I mean, that must have just been a case of like Tayshia and him just didn't have zero chemistry. Like, they just must have zero connection, you know, and they had to keep Ed, because I feel like next week Noah and Ed are going to go at it a little bit, so we'll see.
Chasen's definitely cute, but Chasen's definitely one of those guys who's like cute but has so many red flags that you're just like, whoa.
Well, he's Wolverine.
Wolverine.
Yeah, anybody who's calling themselves Wolverine, it's like huge red flag. Like, run.
Oh man, he's a good looking dude, but yeah, the Wolverine thing I don't think turned on too many women.
He reminds me. Kind of looks like, not personality wise. He looks like. Do you know Robert Graham? I know you know Robert Graham.
Yeah.
He kind of looks similar. Does. Robert, I think,
same
is cuter.
Hair and everything. Yeah, yeah.
But like they both like kind of have like a similar vibe to them. I was thinking that whenever I was watching it.
They kind of do, actually, yeah. So yeah, that's how kind of the episode ends, you know. And I feel bad for Joe. I really want to see Joe. But next week, looks like there's some serious drama. We got a 2-on-1 next week, it looks like, which I'm pretty excited about.
Mine cut off because of the weather.
Looks like they have
the
a paranormal
update.
Day
I didn't
too.
Get to see it. Who's the 2-on-1?
Oh yeah, you were saying. Yeah, they have a 2-on-1, it looks like, and there's like a haunted house date,
yeah,
which
like a
is
paranormal,
like awesome.
Like ghost hunters.
I would love that.
Kind
like
of
ghost
stuff.
Hunters.
Oh.
Yeah. I'm so jealous of that. I would want to do that so bad. I love getting scared.
And it does look like it's Noah and Bennett.
Yeah, Noah and Bennett on three. Noah and Bennett on the 2-on-1.
Like she sits down and like calls them both out. Yeah.
Oh, I see. I started to see that and then it cut off. Who would you guys like to stay?
So, you want me to pick like my top three right now? Top three or four?
Oh, no. I was saying who would you like to stay between the 2-on-1?
Oh,
Bennett.
Bennett. Yeah, yeah, Bennett.
We love Bennett.
Yeah, Bennett for sure. And I think she will. But you know, I don't know. Who knows? Fuck. Who knows? Maybe Noah plays the game right. I don't know. Maybe he is an evil genius. Who knows? Let's see. Who are your top four right now for Tayshia? I mean, not for you, but for Tayshia.
For Tayshia, I like Ben. I like Ivan. I'm trying to remember all their names.
Brendan.
Zach. I like Zach.
Yeah.
He's really, really sweet. He's really cool. Yeah. I like him. Mm-hmm.
Brendan.
Brendan. Those are my four. That's my four.
Brendan.
Brendan's the guy who had that 1-on-1. They're both divorced, right? Yeah.
Yeah.
Right, yeah. And he had the 1-on-1 like the first episode, and she was like, "Oh my god, I could run away with this guy." His hair is like curly.
He has the beard. Like,
yeah.
Yes. I
like.
He
didn't
him
get much
too.
Time tonight, but yeah, no. I like him. So those are my four too.
Yeah, I
very
like.
Very puppy lovish.
Yeah. Right now, I feel like those four are the only people who have a real connection with Tayshia. So I don't think it's gonna be any surprise if those are the hometowns.
Yeah.
I don't know how they're gonna do hometowns.
So. Oh yeah! Wow, I could see that. Did you see good old reality Steve? He spoiled some hometown dates for Bachelor Matt. And it was like,
I missed that.
He spoiled something about them being in Virginia. And it was like somebody sent him a picture of Matt on a date in Virginia. And it was like, why are they in Virginia whenever they've been doing the whole thing secluded at this hotel?
That's interesting. I didn't see that.
I just maybe recently they're traveling saw it. A little. And I was I like, know. Oh, but now it's like, damn, it's all about to be shut back down again anyway.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, it's going to be a bad look for them when they go to Virginia. Shit.
I know, right? It's like, oh, better cut that one. Better redo it.
The whole date. Yeah, just the whole
cut
date.
Cut the whole date and redo it back here at the La Quinta.
Yeah, for real. So, yeah, we'll see. We'll see if we're right about Final Four, but I think I'm pretty confident that's going to be the Final Four.
Yeah.
But I want to wrap it up. We got some questions for you, Demi, from the fans our podcast. Oh, yeah. There's actually some really good ones. People love you. They do. They do. There's a lot in here literally saying that. So we'll start it out here. There's a question on here from Elise, from our friend. Here she is. From our friend Elise. What do you wish the world knew about you that wasn't actually on the show? You know, that wasn't, whether it be got edited out, but what do you wish, whether it be your personality or whatever, what do you wish they would have, people to know about you that they didn't know from the show?
Probably that, like, I'm there's a lot of things, but one of the biggest things is, like, I'm a huge gamer girl. I play a lot of video games. I've got a lot of consoles. I just got my Oculus Quest 2. So I've been playing VR every night. I actually play with Brett Vergara. Me and him play almost every night. But yeah, I'm a huge gamer girl. And also, like, I'm a huge empath. Like, I'm not a monster. And also, people think I'm confident, but I am also insecure. Insecurity comes with everyone. There's nobody who's not insecure. We are multifaceted human beings.
Amen. Amen. Yeah, I think people would be surprised just how empathetic you are. You know, I think the way the show edited you and kind of the way just your whole arc in Bachelor Nation has been, like, people would probably be surprised by that. And you are shy. You are surprisingly shy. Like, you aren't as extroverted as you seem on the show. I agree with that. Yeah, those are good.
I know. I'm an extroverted introvert. Like, yep. I put it on when I need to, but most of the time I'm pretty like, I don't know what to say.
Yeah, exactly. Are you single right now, Demi?
I am so single right now. I've been dating a little bit, but nothing I'm taking seriously. Like, I have a lot of things I need to do with, like, myself, things I need to work on with myself. So I'm not dragging anyone into this hot-ass mess right now.
That's the best answer, too. It's like, you know what? I'm single because I don't want it to ruin anybody else.
Yeah, I don't need to drag anyone else down with me. Like, I got to go down alone. But I will let you take me to a dinner or a FaceTime date or, you know, fuck my brains out, whatever.
Either or. All of the above. All of the above.
In no particular order.
No particular order.
Oh, that's great. Cool question here. And this is a great question because I've always kind of wanted this too. What's it like? I mean, do you feel like you're, you know, a trailblazer for the LGBTQ community? Like, is that something you take pride in?
I mean, I definitely take pride in it. At first, it was very difficult because I don't have all the answers. I don't know a lot of things about the LGBTQ community. I just know who I am. And I know, like, you know, I have a community where I fit in, but I don't have all the answers and all the definitions and all of these things. So, like, it's a lot of pressure. But I'm just like, you know, be you, love who you want, do what you want. And I support that. That's all I can say about it. I don't carry the torch of, like, this is what we're doing as the LGBTQ community and Bachelor Nation. Like, no, I'm not doing that. I don't know enough. Like, I just know who I am. I'm not some kind of, like, super gay genius or something.
Yeah, you were just yourself. Like, you love who you want to love and you're into who you're into. Like, yeah, you just were yourself on the show. And I think a lot of people watch the show and were inspired to be themselves, which is a cool thing. Like, they're inspired to love who they want.
Exactly. So and, like, give people the courage to be able to come out to people they were scared to come out to, like I was. And, you know, I'm also, like, I'm learning things every day, too. Like, I'm learning about, you know, right pronouns. And, like, even though I am part of the community, I still don't have all the answers. And I think it's all about just, like, learning new things and being open-minded to everybody and everything that people want to be. And whatever they feel that they are, and respecting that and honoring it and sharing that information every day as I learn it with other people, you know, like they, them, he, she, him, whatever it is. And just respecting everybody and who they identify as. But like I said, I don't have the answers.
Yeah. No, that's, yeah. And I hope, you know, I don't expect you to. Like, I hope some people, I mean, I'm sure some people do expect you to have the answers, and that's got to be a little frustrating, but nobody really has all the answers. So, yeah. And then, of course, the million-dollar question. I'm sure you get asked this all the time, and I do too. Would you go back on a television show, on an ABC television show?
Of course I would. I mean, of course I would go back on a show. It would be I love being on TV. I love especially, like, doing the shows that we both did because – I get a break from my phone, so I don't have any, like, stress from my phone. Unfortunately for me, Paradise wasn't as fun because it was a lot more stressful because I was coming out as, you know, somebody who likes both genders, and that was a lot of stress and pressure and stuff. But, like, on The Bachelor, I had the time of my life. I mean, I like being on TV. I like not having my phone. I like entertaining. I found a lot of joy in it in some ways, and I miss it every day. Like, it sucks. Like we're never gonna get, I know that summer sucked for you, it sucked for me in a way too, but, like, that's something that, like, we're never gonna get back, and I miss that. Like, I miss us all being together. I miss every day walking up to you and being like, hey Blake, what are you doing? You know what I mean? What are you eating?
I'm like,
for
I'm
breakfast?
Crying again. I'm crying again over my eggs. No, I understand. I love how your honesty is fantastic. I just love, because some people, like, politically, you know, beat around the bush of being like, maybe if I'm seeing, be like, fuck yeah, like, of course I would. If the opportunity is there, I'm gonna go back on the show. It was a great experience. I love that.
Yeah,
especially if Ben's gonna be down there.
If Ben's down there, I'm coming straight for Ben. What's his Instagram? I better find him.
Yeah, tell she
hopefully Tayshia's not with him. That'd be awkward.
That would be awkward.
I did this did this with Hannah Brown and Tyler Cameron. Whenever I went on her season, really? I said, Hannah, I said, just save Tyler Cameron for me. I was like, you can have everybody else, just save him for me. And like at that point, like it was towards the beginning, and she was like, Demi, whatever, like laughing it off. And then she takes him to the end, and I'm like, I can never have him again. And then they have like this after show thing, and I'm like, God, I never get to have Tyler Cameron now, the only one that I wanted.
Yeah, he's on the never list now.
He's on the never list for me now. But I do. He's one of my friends. Like because I'm really good friends with Dylan. Oh yeah, I forgot. That's awkward. I'm so sorry.
No, me and Dylan have slowly reconciled. He's still. I don't think he's the biggest fan of me, but we've reconciled a little bit. I know he hates my guts for a while.
No. Dylan's actually like he doesn't ever care. Like Dylan is just like that. Me and Dylan are really good friends, and Dylan will still be. He talks shit to me every day. Like he's one of those.
Oh, I think he's hilarious.
Which I love.
Yeah, I think he's hilarious. I actually think we'd really get along. I don't know if it'll ever happen, but I actually think we'd really get along.
That's so funny.
Yeah, that's maybe one day we'll have him on the pod one of these days.
That would be amazing. I want him.
Let's
to
just
do
squash
it.
Pod.
Yeah.
Squash
him and
it.
Hannah, you know, just him and Hannah, get him on here. And just
dude, they're
talk
my besties. I'm like with them
no,
all
I
the
know.
Time.
I love them. Yeah,
I feel
no,
like they're I kid. I'm always like, Mom, Dad.
I actually have a question because I've always been interested in this. What made you get into the WWE? Because I think that is fucking incredible.
I got into it. It was actually before The Bachelor. It was probably like 2 years before The Bachelor. I started getting into it. My really good friend, she always watched it, and like I would watch like Total Divas and stuff and like just kind of get a little taste of it. And then me and my friend became closer and closer, and she was like, you should watch WWE with me. And I was like, okay. So we started watching like Raw and SmackDown, and then I got really into it. And so then we would like go back on YouTube for like years and years and like watch all these storylines unfold. And I just like fell in love with it because it's honestly, it's like a beautiful story. It's like so cool. Like you see redemptions, you see people like falling to becoming a heel, then redeeming themselves and becoming like, you know, the hero, not hero. That's not what they call it, but it's like, anyway, so it's like basically like the enemy and the fan favorite. And so you watch people go from being the fan favorite, then becoming like the hated enemy, and then redeeming themselves and becoming the fan favorite. And you get to watch people going from like being amazing and then falling down and then coming back and working their asses off and winning the title and like all this stuff. Like it's just so many emotions. And so I was always a big fan. And even in my ABC bio, it says that I'm a huge fan of the WWE. And I haven't watched a lot since I was on the show, since I was on The Bachelor, because I got so busy. But then I started watching more once I got on it, because they like reached out to my agent. They're like, hey, does Demi want to be a part of the WWE? And they're like, we're looking for new female talent during like COVID and stuff. So like every time I'd go out there, I'd get COVID tested, and then I'd get to go on, film a little bit. And it was just the most amazing environment. And they are all so, so nice. Like, from the crew to the cameraman to like the hosts to the wrestlers, like everybody so nice, so welcoming. I like fit right in there. I loved it so much. And my storyline that I was doing with these guys, like we, you know, was airing every Monday, and then they both got injured.
Oh no, really?
Yeah.
That's brutal.
Like, well, this is great. There goes my career.
Yeah, there goes your WWE career.
Yeah. They were talking about like getting me in the ring for a bit, or like setting me up in like some training and stuff.
Oh my God.
But I haven't anything since then, but that would be amazing. I mean, I love the WWE just because it is like, it's very intense, and it's come a long way. Like their women's division has become something to be celebrated, whereas it used to be like a joke. It is now a point where like they celebrate women, and the women are like pretty much their stars of their show. A majority of the star of the show is the women, and that's really incredible because it used to be like they didn't exist and they were like bullied in the ring and stuff. So it's very beautiful to be able to watch the progression of the WWE. And I was really excited to get to like work with them and stuff. And, you know, maybe something else will come from it. Like exactly, maybe they will want me to come and train eventually. I don't know. I haven't heard much. It's so hard with COVID and, you know, everything that's going on. But I mean, I love it. I think it's awesome.
It looked like fun. It looked like fun. And what a cool experience. It's wild what the shows, the experiences the show allows us to have, you know, it's so crazy. Like it's so bizarre. You know?
It's so wild. It's so crazy getting to do that.
That's pretty cool. So, well, that'd be so cool. Next time we see Demi, she's going to be in the ring. She'll be in the WWE ring. Doing some like crazy body slams and stuff.
Right? It's easy because I'm like so light, so I'll just like fly from like almost to rope.
You're almost too light. Like they'll toss you across the arena, like for real.
I just want some like girl to like throw me up and like spin me around like 500 times, and I'm just like.
Oh, that'd be great. Oh, I hope that works out. Cool. Well, thanks for joining us, Demi. I really appreciate you coming on. That was a lot of fun. Thank you so much.
Thank you.
I'm so glad I got to be here. I wish we could talk all night.